All right, Public Works Committee meeting, Tuesday, December 17th, 2017, 6:02 p.m., thanks to Mr. Ken. We have myself, Alderman Milosiewski, Alderman Koch, and Bart, and Aaron, and Brad, and Eric, and the lovely Marlis with our notes. Any citizens' comments? Minutes for correction or approval, November 21st, 2017. Any comments or corrections? Pipe down, everyone. All right, new business number one, Public Works 2017-85, snow removal update.
This will be the monthly report we give. We'll just show you what we've done from meeting to meeting so far. It's just been one brine application, one salting application, and we were lucky enough to get two uses out of the one salt application.
Any comments or concerns?
It'll be returning.
You want that on every month?
Every month.
Yeah, fair enough.
June, July.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Plow, that's his name. That name again, it's Mr. Plow.
Any of those nice.
All right, new business number two, Public Works 2017-86, 2017 Road to Better Roads.
Sorry, this is the regular contract for last year's road program. This will be change order number one and final. All the quantities have been finalized, so it's a large negative change order in the amount of $111,738.07.
Did you really ask, should we approve this? Really, Brad?
Technically.
That's a procedure. I have an idea of where we can use that money, but I'm not going to spill the beans just yet. Any other comments or concerns or questions? Right, moving on. New business.
Consent.
What?
Consent.
Consent, absolutely. Yeah.
And what
Thank
date is
you.
That? January
9th.
Wait,
9th.
No, we shouldn't put that on consent.
You got a bunch of them.
That goes on the regular agenda. A decrease of $111,000. I want to talk about that.
You got it.
And we're going to thank Brad. All right, moving on. New business number three, Public Works 2017-87. Another one.
Yeah, similar story here. This was the additional work that was approved, a separate contract from the base MFT contract. Again, a negative change order, this one in the amount of $22,081.07. And this is the one and final change order as well.
This one should go on consent, though. Any comments or concerns? All right, moving on. New business number four, PW 2017-88, Center Parkway, Countryside Parkway resurfacing.
Yeah, we're wrapping up all the change orders with D, so this is, again, another one for Center and Countryside. It'll be number one and final, similar story. Also a decrease in the amount of $35,395.58.
Anyone? Consent?
Mm-hmm.
All right, new business number five.
I don't know. You want that one on. I think that you should.
You should put them all on, yeah.
So you can read all the motions.
Well, no, like, you'll understand where I'm going with this in just a second.
Okay.
Public Works 2017-89, Kennedy Road resurfacing, change order number one.
All right, this is with Geneva Construction, and this will also be, should be the one and only change order. I'll get another decrease, $34,884.06.
And this is not the trail, correct?
Just this
the road,
is not the trail.
Just the road resurfacing.
Well, the word Kennedy is an automatic pull.
It's
so
a
let's
teaser.
Put this on the regular engine. Or just get that look on his face. Any other comments?
Bart looks tired like he wants to go home.
Yeah.
All right, new business number six.
My procedural face.
Yeah. Bart face is not procedural. PW 2017-90, the 2018 Sanitary Sewer Lining Engineering Agreement.
Yeah, an engineering contract in the packet from EEI for sanitary sewer related work. We do this under our Road to Better Roads line items. So for this one, it's pretty straightforward. It's actually less than $25,000 for the staff authorization, but we like to get these approved because they're related to the schedule that everybody adopts in November and December. If anybody has any last minute changes, prefer to get them now. Otherwise, the contract looks good to me. It is for design and construction engineering.
good.
Consent. All right, new business number 7, P-Dubs 2017-91, East Orange Street Water Main Replacement Engineering Agreement.
Same concept. This time, though, it's for water, and we've picked a project, a rather large project in East Orange Street. It's so expensive that we're proposing to only do design engineering so that we can figure out what it needs to look like, how much it's going to cost, pick some sections before we bid it out. And then so, assuming that all goes okay, we would then bring back a separate contract for construction engineering. So the design only is $43,000, which does require City Council approval, but it is budgeted, and we recommend approval of the contract.
And this is one where, after it's complete, you'll know what year we can perform the entire thing?
We've got it budgeted for fiscal year 19, so upcoming. So, you know, depending on how much we think that we can do or whether there's some sort of reason we should delay it, we would expect to proceed immediately forward with it.
Was East Orange already paid, though?
That's what I was wondering.
It is, but we can move it to the south side mm-hmm. of the roadway because there will be one patch across the road right by 47. Then that's where deconstruction actually did the new connections right by 47. So we would hook onto that, go to the south side, and then run it in
the
ditch.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 1939 water main, I think.
Oof. Don't they have trouble down at the dead end?
The dead end one. Yeah. That's something that we can look at as the tie.
Yeah, a separate project.
Oh, so they won't be part of this.
No, every time we bring it up, it gets shot down by the landowner there.
On Orange?
It'd be on Washington. Or Olson, either one. I can't remember which one.
Yeah, I think we're trying to do Olson.
Olson. Because we couldn't go to Washington because they said no. They both said no multiple times in the past, even back to when Joe Weiwei was here.
But don't they have flow problems there?
Not really.
No?
They don't really have flow problems. It actually... freshness problem sometimes, and that's what would solve this. And then fire flows for the for their homes.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Fire flow was bad.
Fire flow would improve dramatically, but we improved it dramatically when we put the 12-inch down Mill Street.
Freshness. Consent.
Sure.
Maybe they like
drinking water.
That's no, we just hope they move. Yeah.
Freshness.
Honestly.
All right, new business number 8, PW 2017-92, Bristol Bay Subdivision Unit 11.
All right, this is related to the annexation agreement amendment, which you saw at the last City Council meeting. So this is the formal acceptance for a portion of Unit 11. It's all described in the packet. There's an exhibit that highlights the area. We're recommending a reduction of the bonds, as noted, and also as noted in the agreement amendment. Basically, there would be a maintenance guarantee left in an amount of $16,159, and that would be held for a period of 1 year.
Is this pretty much, that section pretty much completed completely?
It is completed. Okay. They completed all the underground punch list items and paved the final surface in the parking lot. And address all the issues that we had.
I wonder what that's like. Consent? Mm-hmm. All right. Now for my favorite. New business number 9, PW 2017-93, revision to the water meter price section, 7-5-4-1.
So this was a staff error, actually. We updated the water ordinance in October, but we had already updated the meter cost in July to accurately reflect the cost. And when the water ordinance was updated, the correct cost was not inputted. So we're just cleaning up the recently updated water ordinance with the correct language from July 25th that was approved by the City Council.
I think the only way to remedy this is to make sure that the next City Council meeting has at least 4 water puns when referencing this. And we don't want to cross the streams. But freshness and flow is an issue.
Right.
That's how that tastes and odor issues.
follow the drip. Okay, that was five and six. Yes. So you have some guidance to step. So regular then? Consent is fine. Huh?
Yeah. Whatever.
But I'm still expecting at least four good puns. I mean, when the beekeeping thing came through, Bart was a buzz. He was a buzz. Remember those days?
Yeah.
I forgot everything. It's good here. Old business number one. ADM 2017-70. Building condition reports 2017. Don't skip anything.
This is not even Disney.
Oh, is it?
So this evening we're going to look at Beecher, our Senior Services Center, and Wolf Street, which is where our Parks Department is housed. Beecher is up first, next door at 908 Game Farm Road. The EMG outlined some disrepairs as of the date of the visit. The three major were the backflow replacement, the fire alarm upgrade, and the fire alarm control panel replacement. It also includes the parking lot, but we had already improved that after the date of this report. So you see the other items that are listed on the immediate repairs report, equaling $46,000 roughly. Here's a couple of pictures of the actual backflow preventer and where it's located in the building and the fire alarm control panel.
So it's by the crutches?
Yes, the backflow preventer is by the crutches and the fire alarm is by the...
The chart in the report shows the planned repairs and replacements over the 20-year time frame, and this is the information that will be uploaded to the database if we choose to move forward with that program. The report shows the additional projects to be programmed within the next 20 years, equaling $1.6 million. I've highlighted the air handler replacement because that recently was highlighted to show that it's at the end of its useful life, and we are going out for... quotes and bits on that as we speak.
That just, we've asked for an RFP to be sent out to scope it to see if we, our estimate of $400,000 plus is accurate. So there will be an RFP that goes out for cost perspective, but it is not budgeted. So we, and per our policy, you wouldn't necessarily see the RFP. We're just going to put it out, try to communicate it, get costs, get ideas, and then go from there.
But there's a good possibility that it will last
like 4 years. No, I mean, there's a good possibility.
It's a good possibility to get this winter.
Yeah.
We are looking on eBay for a thermostat right
now. Oh, it's one of them. Mm-hmm.
It's been this way for a while, though, right?
Yeah, and it's finally getting.
We should just connect this facility with Senior Services and have them share HVAC and furnaces.
This chart outlines the general property information and the date and the visit date and the point of contact. Their initial summary of the building is that it is in fair condition. These, again, are the charts showing the FCI analysis and how the FCI condition rating is calculated. So for the Beecher Center, the current year FCI is fair. And the FCI, including the immediate repair report, divided by the current replacement value, equals a metric of good for the current FCI. The 10-year FCI calculates from the replacement reserves divided by the current replacement value, and that is a very poor rating. Our total capital needs for the building is $1.1 million, and the current replacement value as of today is $1.7 million. Here are just some additional photos taken from the report so you can see the actual quality of the building. And work completed since the EMG site visit again is the parking lot paving and striping that occurred this fall. Next report we are going to look at is the Parks Department, the Public Works Garage Frame Building at 185 Wolf Street. The total immediate repair cost for this building is... a little over $100,000, and that includes the sprinkler system retrofit and the fire alarm system install. The total deficiency repair report for this building is at $638,000. The parking lot replacement, again, was removed because we did some of that work this fall, but we're looking at the furnace replacement and the lighting system upgrade, and also the sprinkler and fire alarm system upgrades as well. This outlines the FCI for the report for the 185 Wolf Street. The current year FCI ranking is fair, taking the immediate repair divided by the current replacement value. The metric is good for the 10-year FCI, and then the total capital needs through 2037 is right at 162, and the current replacement value for this building is $1.8 million. Here's again some pictures of the existing building and the state that it's in. And then again, the parking lot and paving and striping was completed. So the staff recommendations for the Beecher Community Center is to continue to maintain as long as it's within our cost parameters to do so, to keep it up and running. And for 185 Wolf Street, it's in good condition. So also staff's recommendation is to continue to maintain this building as well. Does anybody have any additional questions?
So the air handler alone at the Beecher Center is $400,000.
Mm-hmm. That was our most recent estimate from our contractor. EMG had just eyeballed it and said that 150 something. It was less than $200,000.
Is that dependent on putting on the ground or up on the roof? Because we thought that, I thought that on the ground would be cheaper.
Our $450,000 estimate was based on re-roofing it. We actually anticipated, based on that same contractor, because our current guy, Farron, heating and cooling, that putting it on the ground, while it would be more expensive, $600,000 or $700,000 immediately, by the time you replace it a second and third time, it would pay for itself. Because the $700,000 includes a lot of ductwork inside the building. But it would be easier to get to. It would just be a lot easier to service. So you'd save some money there over the next years. And then the replacement would be cheaper, too, because we'd have to take the roof off and then put it back on, which is what we're going to have to do now. So the roof up, right? So, yeah. So that was why we wanted to go out to RFP is, you know, we'd like multiple eyes on it to see if there's a way that we can do it for cheaper, mm-hmm. or if they can just think of something else that we're doing long term. Maybe it's more expensive immediately, but saves us money in the long run and just makes a better building out of it. So that was the thought behind going to RFP.
They did price many schools too. They came up with some much.
Because in the long run, wouldn't those be rather inefficient because you have multiple of the same?
Correct.
I mean, if there was like 20 rooms in that place, it might make sense. But it's a grand.
There was
six different rooms.
Yeah, correct. And the big room took six or seven.
Yeah.
Because we have some fairly recent numbers. Because at one time they were talking about adding a gymnasium to the side of that, one side of that, and then they looked at the kitchen work.
Right.
And the gymnasium, and that's going to be that $1.2 million grant that we were talking about.
Right. Yeah, I kind of looked at it and just said, you know, if we're already spending $700,000 on the building just to replace an existing HVAC unit, why wouldn't we put in a couple extra $100,000 if we could? Maybe saves ourselves a little bit of money, tens of thousands of dollars, just on, like, you know, construction costs and maybe some efficiency, and maybe get another room out of it that you could at least use or give to senior services. So
they even did some drawings, didn't they, Parks and Rec?
We did it as part of the park grant, which at the time I think we voted down to apply for. It was like $2.5 million project. You were the only vote yes?
I was the only yes voter. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there, because it is used for seniors,
No. There is grant money available for energy efficiency grants, which this would apply very greatly for, but we get free electricity, so you can build that into the revenue. So, same for this building. We should be thinking long-term about energy efficiency improvements that aren't going to save the city's budget any money, but it saves taxpayers' money, because everybody ends up paying for the electricity costs for this building on your bill. So, you know, it's just not going to save us any money in the budget to do so.
But
I know the school's doing a study now.
Okay. Sure. Yep. There are a lot of contractors. Same thing. We've had a couple companies out. ComEd came out, and they said you can save yourself some money, but it's going to cost you a lot of money.
I would assume the school would do it.
No, I think they do. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They do? Mm-hmm.
Right.
That would be a huge windfall for them just because of the reduction in energy use.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But for us, there's no direct financial incentive.
But can you? I guess they have to have the fixtures too. So
oh yeah.
Wait until they start busting out and replacing the LED fixtures.
And we've upgraded these to the T12s, the smaller ones, the more energy efficient. That's all been done. And we've done the feature on the grant twice doing that.
And they don't have the large, the large bulbs.
No, those are just fluorescents. Like they're T8s.
Yeah, the problem with LEDs is once you go LED, you have to have that upgraded dimmer.
It won't work otherwise.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Seizures.
Seizures. All right. That's nice and depressing. Thank you again.
You want to walk? Mm-hmm.
So is that coming to end?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, until you say enough, a facility manager can take over, you know, in a few months whenever they start.
No, I think we need to know this stuff. And I think every meeting that Alex Hernandez has, I think he needs to be, this needs to be on their agenda. You know, as a gift.
Well, at some point, we have to have a discussion about what revenue comes from.
Yeah, well, the other things to talk about that too. So, yes, revenue is annoying. It's like we need it to do stuff. yes. Do we have any additional business? Okay. I just had a quick question. I'm doing some research right now. I'm trying to figure out what is entailed with the forced annexation of businesses in and around the Yorkville area. What does that process entail?
I'd have to talk to Christy to get the list. I know that she's done it mm-hmm. in the past when we looked at this 4 or 5 years ago and as part of our comp plan. Mm-hmm. If I remember correctly, generally it's under 60 acres. I think there's a limit on the number of landowners that have to be fully surrounded. So it is something as part of our comp plan implementation update. Probably not January, but in February we'll have a list of that and then a couple other things to just talk about as to whether everybody's on board to move forward with them.
Because now that we have the gas station going in over there with mm-hmm. you, doesn't make any sense to leave some of these parcels out of the... I mean, we're still providing services when you think about it, but I think it's more of a continuity or contiguity, however you want to put it, kind of standpoint.
Both, yeah.
Plus, I mean, it's you're using the name. So I'm excited to see where that conversation goes, because I think it makes a lot more sense to pursue it piece by piece and then have a plan in place for, like, the next decade.
The other thing that we haven't talked about recently, but I did see pop up on Facebook like last week, people are still burning their leaves in the area over by off of the queue. And technically, there's an IEPA law that you can't do it within. I think it's either 1,000 feet or 1.5 miles of city limits, but that area is within it. Mm-hmm. And the county basically refuses to enforce it. They'll send somebody out on Monday. We can't ticket somebody that's outside of city limits, so that could be something. You know, we were talking about quality of life.
Over by, you know, like where Timber Creek and that.
Yeah.
You know, there's that small section, like where Stickley used to live. You have to go
Crooked Creek,
southeast
of town.
There's a little section they burn there.
The whole front section is county.
We just have the little part in the back.
But they'll do it there too.
It's terrible for your health. And it's just
Our whole neighborhood Sunday was it thought you were looking for a fire.
Go.
Maybe we can start enforcing those fines and use that to accelerate the TIF agreement.
Yeah.
Just looking for any sort of way
any sources
of, you know, incorporating common sense and enforcement into the long range goals. Cool. Anything else, Ken?
The other thing is I answered some reporter's questions about the tip.
Yes.
And I think Bart followed me behind it, so.
Yep.
I think some of the questions seem kind of stupid, like were we bummed out about it, but of course.
Yes.
What you think?
Yeah, I think my guess is doing a pretty comprehensive article, because there were a lot of square one questions.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then a lot of advanced, nuanced questions. So I think she's done a lot of background.
Well, we will be the only community in Illinois to ever get state approval without the county support.
Potentially.
I would use the people. That's a good
thing. Well, we still haven't heard from the school either. We gave the presentation here yesterday.
Correct. That went pretty good. Township was going to be tonight, but they pushed us off a month. So we'll see what happens there, too.
All right, do we want to have Ken do his late burpees on the record or after? Look at his face.
Yeah, like, what?
All right.
I'm a burpee for every minute.
Oh, that's
his declaration.
Meeting adjourned. Merry Christmas.
You too.